Okay, so you've got that document,
Right.
right? With all the local school updates.
Yeah.
It's a lot, right?
It's a lot to wade through.
It is a lot to wade through. And so that's kind of what we're doing here today, is
Yeah.
we're picking out like the interesting stuff.
Right, the highlights.
Yeah, the highlights and the stuff that, you know, kind of tells a bigger story.
Exactly. What's the narrative? What's
Yeah.
going
What's
on?
going on? What's happening? Where are things headed?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what this deep dive is. This is your express lane to being in the know.
Right.
So, you know, we're not just going to go through like a dry,
Right.
you know, list of announcements or
No,
whatever.
this is more
This
about
is more about,
context.
yeah, context. It's about kind of the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And so we're going to look at,
I'll
you know,
look at
we're
everything.
going to look at what happened last week. We're going to look at what's coming up in the future. And we're going to look at some of these like big, you know,
Some of the
the
projects.
big projects that are
Yeah,
happening.
the construction and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So,
Should we start with the modular buildings?
yeah,
Seems like a good place to start.
I think that's a good place to start.
I think so.
Because yeah, it sounds like there's been some movement on that front, specifically at the transportation lot.
Right.
They say that the new electrical equipment has been installed
Okay.
at the transportation lot, and
That's good.
yeah, that sounds pretty, you know,
Foundational.
foundational.
Yeah, right.
Like
One of
they're,
the first
it's
things
got to be one of the first
you
things,
got to do.
getting the power set up
Yeah.
to those new places.
Right. And
The PUDs coming in,
oh yeah.
they're going to be updating the transformers.
Okay, so that's the Public Utility
Yeah,
District. Okay.
for those who aren't familiar.
Yes. But yeah, so I mean, obviously getting power to these new buildings is a big
Priority.
priority, yeah.
Huge priority.
Yeah,
I mean, we're talking about like a whole, you know, separate structure here.
right. It's not like just adding a room onto a building. This is
Exactly.
like a whole
This is a whole
built-in
building.
separate building.
Yeah. So, yeah,
So it needs its own power.
it needs its own power. It needs its own
Infrastructure.
infrastructure. Exactly. Okay. And then there's a
Low voltage conduit.
low bridge conduit.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of work with that.
What is that?
So that's basically all of the wiring that isn't, you know, electrical power wiring. So
Oh.
that's going to be your internet, your phone lines, you know, possibly, you know, security systems, fire alarm
Oh,
systems,
okay.
things like that.
Okay, so it's like the nervous system.
Yeah, exactly. Think of it like that.
Okay.
It's what's going to allow these buildings to kind of connect and communicate
The rest of the world.
with the main building, with the rest of the world.
Okay.
So they've been trenching it, installing it, and even like boring it into the existing school building.
Wow.
So that's pretty serious work.
Yeah, that sounds like some
Heavy duty stuff.
heavy duty stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so
But there is a bit of a holdup.
there's a holdup.
Yeah, with the fire panel.
Fire panel, okay.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
So the fire panel is, you know, a really important part of the fire safety system, and obviously that has to be
Top notch.
top notch. Yeah, it's got to be reviewed by the state.
Okay.
Got to make sure everything's up to code before they can really move forward with the modular buildings themselves.
Okay, so
So it's kind of like
they're waiting on the state to review.
they're waiting on the state to review.
Okay.
But that makes sense. You know, safety first,
Right, safety first.
especially with something like
Yeah,
that.
especially with something like that.
Yeah.
Okay,
All right, should we talk about this grant?
oh yeah.
This $6 million
This
grant.
is big.
This is
This is
huge.
huge. This is a $6 million grant
For energy efficiency
for
upgrades.
energy efficiency upgrade. That's a
That's
lot of money.
a serious chunk of change.
That's going to make a huge difference, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of funding can really transform a school,
Yeah.
not just how it looks, but how it functions, how it operates.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about this.
Me too. And it sounds like things are moving pretty quickly here too.
Yeah, they're almost done with the design phase.
90%.
90%.
Wow. So
So, yeah, so they've really thought this through.
that's pretty much done.
Pretty much, yeah.
And they're ready to
Ready to
get
go.
going.
Yep.
And they're actually, they said construction's going to start on March 24th.
Yeah, that's right around the corner.
As right around the corner.
Really soon.
Okay.
So, what are they actually doing with all this money?
Well, they're going to be doing a lot.
A lot, yeah.
First of all, they're talking about like adjusting ceiling heights.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
I know, me neither.
But I guess it makes sense.
But I guess it makes sense if you think about like,
The way heat rises
yeah.
and how you can kind of make the space more efficient
Right.
for heating and cooling.
Right. Make it easier to heat and cool
Yeah.
if the ceiling is a certain height.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And then also new LED light fixtures. Yeah.
Nice.
With occupancy sensors.
Even better.
So, you
So
know,
the lights aren't on when no one's in the
when
room.
no one's in the room, yeah, just automatically.
Saving energy, saving money.
Exactly smart.
Makes sense.
Okay. And then the HVAC system.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
That's a big one. This, like, the whole heating and cooling system
Yeah, the whole
for the
shebang.
school.
Yeah.
they're going to upgrade that to a more energy efficient gas powered unit.
Nice.
So
that'll be good for the environment.
Good for the environment, good for the budget.
And probably good for the people in the school too.
Right. Yeah, more comfortable temperatures.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And new hot water system.
Oh, wow.
And a chiller system.
They're not messing around.
They're going all out.
They're going all in.
They're going all in on this.
Good for them.
And they're even adding an energy efficient walk-in cooler and freezer.
Really?
Yeah.
So like for the cafeteria and stuff?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't even think about that, but yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep that food cold.
Got to keep that food cold.
Efficiently.
Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, this is...
You're really doing like a...
Like a full makeover.
A full makeover.
Yeah.
Of the energy systems.
Yeah, and it's really smart because they're, you know, they're not just...
Focusing on one thing.
Focusing on your thing. Yeah, they're looking at...
They're looking at
the whole picture.
The whole picture, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then one other thing about the construction here.
Yeah.
They say that it's going to be happening throughout the spring on a swing shift schedule.
Smart.
Which I think is really smart.
Very smart.
Because that means they're going to be working, you know, outside of normal school hours.
Right. So they're not disrupting the kids,
exactly.
The teachers, the classes.
So the kids can still go to school.
Yeah.
And learn and all that.
Exactly.
They got this construction in the back.
And that's really,
like that.
I like that too.
That's good planning.
That's good planning. That's thinking ahead.
Yeah. Being considerate.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So.
Let's rewind a little
Let's
bit.
Let's rewind. Back. Okay.
Let's look back at what happened last week.
Okay. Sounds good.
So the week of March 16th.
To the 22nd.
To the 22nd. Okay.
Yeah.
So first of all, Mr. Churchwell, Mrs. Barhart.
Uh-huh.
And Mrs. Duke. They all attended the WASA Small Schools Conference in Wenatchee.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So that's the Washington Association of Small Schools.
Yeah. The Washington Association of Small Schools.
Yeah.
Okay. And this was from Sunday, March 16th, and they got back on Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
And they said they brought back lots of valuable information.
I bet.
So what kind of stuff do you think?
Well, you know, these kinds of conferences are great for, you know.
For networking.
For networking, for sharing ideas.
Yeah, for seeing what other schools are doing.
Exactly, for seeing what's working, what's not working.
Right, and just kind of like bringing back new ideas.
Yeah, getting inspired.
Getting inspired, yeah, exactly. So that's great.
So I'm sure they learned a lot.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so moving on to Monday.
Moving on to Monday.
March 17th.
March 17th.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Hopefully everybody wore green.
Hopefully everybody wore green.
And it sounds like it was a busy day on campus.
Yeah.
They had the mobile medical unit there.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome.
That's great.
Provides, you know, access to healthcare for people who might not have it otherwise.
Right there at the school.
Right there at the school.
It's convenient.
Yeah, super convenient. And it shows, you know.
That they're thinking about the whole student, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not just their academic need.
The whole person?
The whole person.
Yeah.
And then also the on-site therapist and school nurse were there on Monday as well.
So they're there regularly.
Yeah, it sounds like they're there regularly.
Yeah, that's great.
Which is, you know.
Just shows a commitment to, you know.
To the well-being.
To the well-being of the students and the staff.
Of everybody. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And there was also a staff meeting on Monday afternoon.
Okay, typical Monday.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty typical Monday.
Just talk about the week ahead.
Yeah.
Make plans.
Yeah, okay. And then that evening,
mm-hmm.
the community council
had
a St. Patrick's Day fundraiser at the fire hall.
Nice.
Which is awesome.
Good for them.
I love seeing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, me too.
You know.
The community coming together.
The community coming together.
Supporting the school.
To support the school, yeah. And, I mean, I'm sure it was a lot of fun, too.
Oh, I bet.
You know, St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day at the fire hall.
At the fire hall.
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so then Tuesday.
Tuesday the 18th.
The 18th.
They had a noon release for students.
Okay.
And then in the afternoon, they had student conferences.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's, you know.
Parent-teacher conferences.
Parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah.
Which are so important.
Super important. You know.
For communication.
Communication for, you know.
Making sure everybody's on the same page.
Everybody's on the same page, right?
Teachers, parents, students. Teachers,
yeah.
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 Okay. And then Tuesday evening,
uh-huh.
there was a regional native parent / community K-12 advisory committee meeting.
Okay.
Which is,
that's
you know,
it.
That's really cool that they have that.
Yeah.
You know, to get that kind of input.
To get that perspective.
From the native community.
Yeah, from the native community.
And make sure that, you know.
That their voices are heard.
Their voices are heard and that they're.
And that the school is, you know.
And that the school is being.
Responsive to their needs.
Responsive, yeah, exactly, to their needs. Okay.
All right, Wednesday.
Wednesday, March 19th.
It
was Anastasia Schwinoff's birthday.
Happy Happy birthday, Anastasia.
Happy birthday, Anastasia.
We hope you had a great day.
Hope you had a great day.
Yeah.
And it was another noon release and
more student conferences.
More student conferences.
Okay, so they really
the afternoon.
They really spread those out over a couple of days.
Yeah, they did. I guess maybe that's
makes it easier for people to
come.
To make it, yeah.
To make it, yeah, to find a time that works.
Find a time, yeah.
Okay.
But
Wednesday was also a big day because
oh wow.
The 10th and 12th grade students
mm-hmm.
went to Portland.
Oh wow.
For the NW Youth Career Expo.
Oh, that's cool.
Which I think is so cool.
Yeah.
I wish I had something like that.
I know, me too.
When I was in high school.
That would have been awesome.
You know, just to kind of
see what's out there.
See what's out there. Yeah. See
all the different options.
All the different options, all the different careers.
Yeah.
You know, meet people, talk to people who are actually doing those jobs.
Right. Get some real world experience.
Yeah.
Instead of just reading about it in a book.
Yeah. And I mean, you know,
I bet that was really inspiring for some of those kids.
Yeah, I would think so. Especially
at that age.
At that age. Yeah. When you're trying to figure out what you want to do with your life.
What do you want to do with your life? Yeah, exactly. Mm.
And Mr. Churchwell had a busy day too.
Oh yeah, Mr. Churchwell.
He was running around. He was all over the place.
Yeah.
He had a superintendent's meeting, and he also had a check-in meeting with Apollo.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what Apollo is.
I'm not sure either. But maybe it's like a
maybe it's like a contractor or something.
Yeah,
like
a vendor or a consultant or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it sounds like he's keeping busy.
He's keeping busy, yeah.
The superintendent's always got a lot on his plate.
Right.
A lot of responsibility.
A lot of responsibility, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Thursday.
Thursday, March 20th.
The 20th.
That was the first days of spring.
The spring equinox.
The spring equinox, yeah.
All right.
Hello, sunshine.
Hello, sunshine.
Longer days.
Bring on the warm weather.
Yeah. And it was also the day that the plumbers were on site.
Oh, right.
To connect the water and sewer lines.
To those modular buildings.
Those modular buildings.
So they're moving right along.
They're moving right along.
Getting those utilities hooked up.
Yeah.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't have a building without water and sewer.
Can't have a building without water and sewer.
No.
Okay. And Mr. Churchwell
mm-hmm.
was also busy on Thursday. He attended a webinar on the requirements of the new Clean Buildings Act.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So
I've been hearing about that.
Yeah, I think that's like
a state law.
That's a state law or something. I think that's going to have like a lot of implications.
A lot of implications, yeah, for schools especially.
For schools especially, yeah, in terms of like energy efficiency and
all that, yeah.
All that stuff, yeah.
So it's good that he's staying on top of it.
Yeah, it's good that he's staying on top of it.
Yeah, be prepared.
Be prepared.
Know what's coming.
Know what's coming, yeah.
Yeah.
And
Thursday was another day of student conferences.
Yeah, Thursday was another day of student conferences. They actually
extended hours.
Extended hours that day.
Wow.
So they went into the evening.
So that means they're really serious about making sure that
the parents can.
Parents can make it.
Make it, yeah.
No matter what their schedule is.
No matter what their schedule is. Yeah. That's really great.
That's really good.
All
right, Friday.
Friday, March 21st.
21st.
Another new release.
Okay.
And the fourth and fifth graders got to go on a field trip to Lyell Falls.
Oh, fun.
Which sounds beautiful.
That's amazing.
I've never been there, but I've heard good things.
Yeah. And field trips are the best.
The best. Especially.
Especially when you're that age.
When you're that age. Yeah.
Yeah. And Mr. Churchwell.
Mr. Churchwell had another superintendent's meeting.
Another
one.
Popular.
This time, a ESD 112.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is the, you know,
that's the educational service district.
The educational service district, right?
Yeah, they provide a lot of support to the schools.
Yeah, support to the schools in the area. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And the high school track team
mm-hmm.
was competing in the Dowels.
Cool.
Go team.
Go team. Yeah, okay. And then Friday night.
Friday night was a big one.
Big one, yeah.
The senior fundraiser.
Oh, yeah.
Nacho feed and silent auction.
Sounds delicious.
Sounds delicious, yeah. Kicking off at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And then followed by lip sync performances.
Oh, that's fun.
So they really
I love a good lip sync.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they really emphasize this in the document. You know, the community coming together to support the graduating seniors.
Yeah. That's important.
Which I think is
it is, yeah. It's important to
so important.
Celebrate those kids.
Celebrate those kids, yeah.
And you know, give them a good send off.
Give them a good send off and also, you know, help them financially.
Yeah.
Help them out. Because, you know,
college is expensive.
College is expensive or whatever they're doing.
Life is expensive.
Life is expensive. Yeah, exactly. Okay. All
right. Should we look ahead now?
Let's look ahead.
To the future.
To the future. So this is the week of March 24th.
To the 30th.
To the 30th, 2025.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Sunday.
Sunday, the 23rd.
Is Stargaddy's birthday.
Stargaddy's birthday. Happy birthday,
yeah,
Star.
Happy birthday, Star.
Hope you have a great birthday.
Yeah.
And then
Monday is a big day.
Monday the 24th is a big day.
It is. Because spring break starts.
Spring break starts. No school for the kids.
Time to relax.
Time to relax, yeah.
But the work never stops.
The work never stops.
Construction begins on those energy efficiency upgrades.
On those energy efficiency upgrades. So
even they're making the most of that time.
They're making the most of that time.
Yeah, when the kids are out of the building.
When the kids are out of the building.
Get that work done.
Get that work done.
Yeah.
And also, Mr. Churchwell is going to be attending his early career superintendent class.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So he's still learning.
He's still learning.
Still growing.
Still growing.
Good for him.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, staying sharp.
Staying sharp, yeah. Okay.
Tuesday
the 25th.
It is Gracie White's birthday.
Gracie White's birthday. Happy birthday, Gracie.
Happy birthday, Gracie.
And spring break continues.
Okay.
And so does that construction.
All right.
On the energy upgrades. And Mr. Cameron and Mr. Churchwell will be in Vancouver at ESD 112 for training.
More training.
More training.
That's good.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know.
They're really invested in
professional development.
Yeah, and professional development
is a priority.
Making sure that their staff is, you know,
is up to date.
Up to date, knowledgeable.
Knowledgeable, yeah.
All that good stuff.
Yeah, and then Tuesday evening is the school board meeting.
Okay. So.
Important meeting.
Important meeting, yeah. Decisions are made.
Decisions are made. The public can come.
Public can come.
Share their thoughts.
Share their thoughts, yeah. It's all very, very transparent.
Transparent.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Wednesday?
Wednesday the 26th.
Still spring break.
Still spring break, yeah.
Lucky kids.
Lucky kids, yeah.
And Ernie's Locks and Keys will be there.
Ernie's Locks and Keys will be on site.
Changing locks.
Changing the locks on the modular building.
Oh, modular buildings.
So getting those ready.
Getting those ready.
For prime time.
Yeah.
And Mr. Churchwell is going to be meeting with superintendents from the Gorge Pacific and Wauquiecum counties.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of counties.
That's a lot of counties.
Yeah, so he's definitely, you know.
He's networking.
Collaborating.
Collaborating, yeah.
Sharing ideas.
Sharing ideas.
Best practices.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then.
Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday.
Still spring break.
Still spring break.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it, everybody.
Yeah. And then Friday.
Mr. Churchwell's going to the Klickitat / Skamania Behavioral Health Network team meeting.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, again, you know.
Just shows that they're really involved in the community.
Involved in the community.
Yeah. Thinking about the big picture.
Thinking about the big picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
Saturday,
March 29th.
Sam Bernier's birthday.
Sam Bernier's birthday. Happy birthday, Sam.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Okay. So.
Wow. That was a lot.
That was a lot.
That was a lot of information.
It was a lot of information. But I think, you know, what's really cool is.
What?
Just seeing how.
How it all connects.
How it all connects.
Yeah.
Like the school isn't just this. Isolated.
Island.
It's not an island. Yeah, it's part of the community.
Part of the community.
And the community is part of the school.
And the community is part of the school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're really working on, like,
improving things.
Improving things. That, yeah, the you know.
The infrastructure.
The infrastructure, the energy efficiency.
Yeah.
You know, the student well-being.
The student well-being.
Being engagement. Yeah.
All of it.
It's impressive.
It is impressive.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you kind of, like, take all this in.
Mm-hmm.
What really stands out to you about, like...
About the school.
About the school. About
their priorities.
About their priorities, yeah.
What they're focusing on.
What they're focusing on.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's, like, the...
What's the main takeaway?
What's the main takeaway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the new buildings.
Right.
Which is a huge...
Big expansion.
Huge expansion. We've got these energy upgrades, which is...
Huge investment.
A huge investment.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that really shows that they're...
That they're thinking about the future.
They're thinking about the future.
Yeah.